What about Minnesota's offense causes you concern?
Well, anytime you go against a player like they have in their number 28, you have to, you know, go back to your fundamentals. You have to really be sure in your gap control, and you have to be a really good tackler. He's as good as he's ever been.
What makes AP so special?
Just his desire, his ability to be explosive, and he's real powerful.
You look at last week against Pittsburgh, they were able to get over the top several times in the passing game. Minnesota's got some outside speed. What do you have to do to contain their deep threats?
Well, we have to stay on top. We really pride ourselves on our defense, stopping the run and staying on top. And they really attacked the things that we thought we did well. So we have to really, really get back to our fundamentals, really get back to the things that we do best. And that's we spend that time this week to really come back to who we are.
Having Nate Allen back and T.J. Carey being back in the mix, does that help you this week?
Absolutely. Having Nate Allen back really strengthens our secondary, makes us better in every way, and we welcome him with open arms.
We're at the midway point of the season now. What have you learned about this defense through the first eight games?
Well, I've learned that they can be very good. They've done a lot of really good things. So we have. And obviously, there's a lot of things we have to work on. And I think the second half of the season, it's important for us to understand what we do well and what we don't do so well, and strengthen our strengths and then strengthen our weaknesses. And that's where we're going. We're really looking for our fundamentals to really shore up and to be more consistent.
Pastor, what does Teddy Bridgewater do well as a young quarterback?
Well, he's good. You know, he has great vision, good mobility, understands his personnel around him. And he finds the open man. I'm really impressed with his ability to find the right guy to throw to.
With Nate Allen back, do you go right to cornerback, and do you mix and match? He's in.
Well, just right now, just having him back, we know he strengthens our secondary, and that's all we really really pointing to right now. Great to have you back, and we'll find ways to see how he continues to help us.
You expect him to play Sunday?
Absolutely.
Having TJ go through that safety crash course for the last month, how do you think that may help him overall as a player, maybe as a corner? I know it's a different vision,
right,
but just having
that
base knowledge.
It just makes him more versatile. I think he understands the game, not just from a corner standpoint, now from being a safety standpoint, seeing the whole field as opposed to just seeing the side of the field. He's involved in the run game as a safety as opposed to not as a corner. So he's learned a lot about football. I think he's a better football player because of it.
How does the team get better at tackling? You guys struggled tackling early in the season. Seem to get better as the season goes on. Last week you popped back up.
Oh, you practice.
How do you do that in season?
Well, you practice and you think about it. You drill it. You make everyone aware of it. You watch film on it. And then you just emphasize it. Tackling is about emphasizing. Tackling is about want to. Tackling is about desire, and tackling is it's a reflection of how good you are on defense.
Pass rush got off to a slow start at the beginning of the year, and then it came on, and then it's kind of slowed down.
Right.
What do you have to do to get the quarterback to get on the ground?
We're just working for consistency, and I think all four guys up front, everyone who's rushing, whether it's a lineman or linebacker or safety, everyone has to work together, the coverage and the rush. And it's just being consistent. Sometimes we look really good, and sometimes we don't look really good. So it's it's something we continue to try to improve.
It seems like Mac is dealing with a lot of double teams or getting chipped by running backs, things like that. Do you have to keep a guy? I mean, maybe he's just good at this, but you have to keep him mentally engaged. Like, hey, you're going to devote focus, but you're going to have your time to take advantage. How do you?
Well, he's a really good football player, and we have the ability to move him around in coverage, right, rush him. He does a lot of really good things for us. So if they double him, that means someone else is loose. So he's going to make other people better if they double him and chip him. At the same time, he covers tight ends, covers back. So he's so good. He's not one-dimensional. He does everything.
Along the same lines, last week it seemed like Alden Smith had a few really good rushes on.
Yeah.
Any more you can do to turn him loose?
Well, just have to keep giving him opportunities. Keep giving us third downs, third down long. So our first and second down has to be better. So that means we have to stop the run and get ourselves in positions, longer yardages, where the defensive line can really go. So it's up to our first and second down defense to make our third down defense, our pass rush, better.